I didn't mention earlier, for you people that brought your children to the show, this might be a good time to plug their little ears up here, because this is not that kind of song. Let's just say that 25 years ago, this was really risque. Now, hell, we're PG-13, you know? But I admit that this story about John Lovell falling off the boat and rolling into seaweed and horseshoe crabs was a tiny bit fabricated. I actually made that up. Tiny bit. This one, I did not. This is a little story about how... Well, let me explain it. Once upon a time, there was a young man from the Gulf Coast going out to seek his fortune and fame with his guitar. And he tried to get work wherever he could because he did not want to go back to be a pipe fitter in the shipyard anymore. So they had these things at colleges called Battles of the Bands. And if you entered them and won the Battle of the Band, you'd get all these jobs. So he set up like Don Quixote to find himself in the hills of East Texas. And along the way, he picked up a little Sancho Panza guitar player who happened to also be a terrible alcoholic. Shit happens in rock and roll. And they made their way to Camelot. Actually, it was Commerce, Texas, you know, where there was a big battle of the bands. And they registered. And they thought, man, if we can be good at this party, we'll get some jobs. But then the word went out all over the land that whatever you do at this battle of the bands, you do not want to follow this one band who has come to town in a bus that looked like the Starship Enterprise. And they went by the names of the Commodores. Well, I see that the big screen is blown up, so there they are. Now, the young guitar player had known the Commodores from doing bars in Alabama. And they showed up, and sure enough, he had to follow the Commodores. And his neurotic, alcoholic guitar player said, what are we going to do? We can't follow the Commodores. We'll never get any jobs. And the young guitar player, who happened to be me, said, let's start drinking heavily. I'll think of something. Somehow it all works out. So that's exactly what we did. The Commodores went on the stage, and for 15 minutes, they blistered the audience, standing ovations, screaming people, walked off the stage, jumped on their bus, and went to the next gig, and left us to follow in their wake. I finished that bottle of tequila, walked up there. I did 12 hours of incredible comments and superlatives about the show I had just witnessed. And for the last 3 minutes, I did this next song and got just as many goddamn jobs as they did. It worked out. So about a year ago, I got to share that story with Lionel Richie of the Commodores. When he asked me in phone call number one to come and sing on this song on his new album. And then I got very reflective because I thought, if you took this song's title and his song's title and put a comma between them, you would have a very interesting sentence. So here we go. Welcome to Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw, comma, All Night Long. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Barmaid, bring a pitcher to 30 gigs, that's true. Oh, wow.